also out this week in a week which seems to be dogged by...
Colons.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Ben. Zombieland Double Tap.
Very
which,
colonic week.
Like Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, I think is the sequel that we weren't really waiting for. I mean, the first film was fine. You saw the first Zombieland, probably. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a while ago, and it's been in production or development hell for quite some time. I thought the first one was notable largely for that kind of very memorable Bill Murray role in it. This picks up the survivors of the first film, moving to the White House, generally living the dysfunctional family life. So Jesse Eisenberg is the nerdy one who makes lists. Woody Harrelson is the gung-ho, rootin'-tootin' cowboy. Emma Stone is the smart, reliable one. Abigail Breslin is the disgruntled teenager who wants out. So they have this kind of dysfunctional family dynamic, and then the plot poodles around for a little while until at one point Abigail Breslin goes off and they have to go and find her because she's run off with a hippie, so that will put them on the road again together. And at one point in the narrative, two characters turn up, played by Luke Wilson and Thomas Middleditch, who appear to be mirror images of Eisenberg and Harrelson.
Mm. What the hell was that? They must have followed you.
Oh, God, those are T-800s. Or at the very least, T-700s.
There actually was no T-700.
Yeah, T-800's the first model.
This is great, having two of you.
Okay, time to nut up or shut up.
That sounds very 2009.
Okay, we got this.
Ho! They don't send a boy to do a man's job. We brought him here. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, you know what? Have at him.
Hasta la vista, baby. Terminator 2. Remember?
Woo!
Ready, buddy?
He's still cool.
Woo!
Suck these bullets! Get you some!
Did anybody else find those two uniquely annoying?
Uniquely?
The weird thing about the film is this. When it was on, it was just, you know, pootling around and sort of largely innocuously. There were individual sort of funny little sequences and there were occasional gags. I mean, you understand comedy. Mm. The thing about comedy is comedy has to have some form of narrative to it. It's not just, you know, that bit's funny and that bit's funny and then that bit's funny.
Therefore, that makes set pieces.
Exactly, it makes a movie. And in the case of this, there's a bit when they go to Graceland, you know, because they're kind of, there's an Elvis jag and there's a joke about, there's a whole set piece about Elvis and blue suede shoes. And then there's another bit, which is a whole set of jokes about hippies. And then there's another bit, which is the joke about the two people who are sort of mirror image versions of them. And each individually, you think, oh, it's all right. That bit's kind of okay. But it does feel like after all this time and after all this kind of, you know, the fact that in between doing this, they wrote Deadpool and another writer came in and it's very kind of self-referential in that knowing cinematic way. It's all fine. I mean, the screening I was in, people kind of laughed and chuckled enough, and I'm sure that the minute they were out, it went completely out of their heads. Now, okay, there's no reason why every movie should have to stick around, but you and I were just talking about Splash, and I can quote you the whole of Splash pretty much now after all these years. The other thing is, there is one very, very good gag in the film that would have benefited enormously from not having been played up in any of the publicity. And I'm not going to say what it is, but I imagine everybody already knows what it is. And it's just one of those things in which you go, it would really be great if we could actually see a movie that was able to, you know, pull out an ace card that we didn't all know about in advance. And I'm thinking back to Prometheus and all that, you know, when was the last time you saw a film in which something surprising happened because you didn't know about it because you'd been told in advance? And that, I think that would have just really benefited the film not to particularly have that put in. But, you know, it's fine. It's nothing more than fine. It took a very long time to get here. And at the end, it's all right.
Yeah.